Okay, so ever since the firecracker started, I've been wanting to take them. See, Snap Studios, right on the edge of Chinatown. And as soon as you start hearing that pop, 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 you know it's just about time. It opens Chinatown every year. There's a massive Chinese New Year celebration. And my little man, when he was 2 years old, I told him to get ready because we're going to the festival, right? It's a beautiful Saturday. We start early. Thousands upon thousands of people start packing downtown. I kind of push my way through the crowd to find a spot on the curb where a little boy can actually see what's happening. He claps when the procession starts with all these drummers. They're followed by a kid's dancing troupe, all in white. It's angelic. And I watch him seeing all this for the first time. It's awesome. Men stroll by on giant stilts for legs. Then hundreds of old ladies holding yellow and blue lanterns, puppets on strings, a twirling flower show with so much color. Then the crowd starts pressing in tight, and I know it's just about time, and there it is. Gorgeous red, orange, black, 25 feet long, leaping, shimming, animated by six separate dancers, the dragon, tail whipping from side to side, the head spins directly towards us, and it opens wide its huge mouth. My little boy looks up at the monster and takes off. Top speed into a wall of people. Hey! Hey! I run after him, but I'm a grown man fighting a sea of people. Look for the little boy! 10 seconds. 20 seconds. Who sees a little boy? 60 seconds. I'm starting to panic. Nobody move! Nobody move! I'm like a crazy person. People back away from me best they can. Look down! Everybody look down now! 2 minutes go by. Three. I see two police officers. I need a perimeter! We were right there. He's gone. He's two! He's 2 years old! Don't let these people leave! Call somebody! And I'm running again. I'm screaming. Boy! Boy! And then I see him. Sitting on the stairs of somebody's shop, eating an ice cream cone. Where did he get an ice cream cone? Probably pulled it out of the garbage or something. And I'm weeping, running up to him, hugging him, kissing him. Boy! Boy, where'd you go? Why'd you do that? Why'd you do that? And he looks up at me like, I'm simple. Like he has to explain stuff to me slowly. Big dragon. I run away fast. He takes a bite of his ice cream cone, nods. Like he's confident in that decision. I'm still out of my mind. I want to holler some more. Tell him not to run away from dragons. But that doesn't even make any sense. But think about it. And I tell him, listen. Next time you run away from a dragon, take daddy with you.